Oh baby, please don't go. Oh baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Baby, please don't go. You got me way down here. You got me way down here. You got me way down here in the rolling fog. Treat me like a dog. Baby, please don't go. Take me all night long. Take me all night long. Take me all night long. Get my business done. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go.
Where's it at now?
Telephone, something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Yeah, a long way from home, and I can't sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. You call her on the telephone, she answers awful slow. You grab the first thing smoking, then she have to hold the phone. That evil, evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother, you better watch your happy home. Oh boy, you're a Monica, son. On the back, you catch him just before he goes. That evil, evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother, you better watch your happy home. Yeah, a long way from home, and I can't sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That evil, evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother, you better watch your happy home.
Show you how nice. car.
Checking on my baby to see what she's putting down. Checking on my baby to see what she's putting down. All those nights and days I was out of town. Well, my baby wouldn't phone. You know she wouldn't even write. Well, my baby wouldn't phone. She wouldn't even write. Well, I got on a jet plane. I flew back the same night. She wouldn't even write. Well, my baby wouldn't call. You know she wouldn't even write. Man, I got on a jet plane. I flew back the same night. Checking on my baby. See what she's putting down. Checking on my baby. See what she's putting down. Town.
town I know. I'm gonna write me a letter and telephone every town I know. She ain't New Orleans, she down in East Monroe, you know.
My. Well, that was just a few more scorching numbers from the Schwartz Fox Blues Crusade. The last song you heard was Dust My Broom, originally by Elmore James. Ahead of that, you were listening to Checking on My Baby by Alec Rice Miller. And before that, Long Distance Call, originally by McKinley Morganfield, a.k.a. Muddy Waters. Both Long Distance Call and Checkin' on My Baby featured Bill Mr. Stress Miller on vocals and harmonica. Ahead of that, you were listening to Evil, originally by Willie Dixon. And we started that one off with Baby Please Don't Go, which features Rich Chris on guitar and vocals. I love the Odetta reference in that song. Another Man Done Gone is just one of my favorite songs of all time. To close out the show, I thought I would play you some tunes from albums that some of the guys on the Schwartz Fox Blues Crusade recordings went on to make with the James Gang and Pacific Gas and Electric. So let's kick that off with Tuning Part 1 from the debut James Gang album, Your Album, released in 1969.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
different. Anything in the world I can do. Yes, the morning city's burning. Anything in the world I can do. Yes, my hometown burning down to the ground. It's worse than Vietnam. Yes, it is. It started on 12th and Claremont this morning, and I just don't know what it's all about. This morning, and Lord, I don't know what it's all about. Yes, the fire wagon kept on coming, and Lord, the snipers wouldn't let them put it out now. No, they wouldn't. Happened to you. Don't you let it happen to you. No, 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 no. Hey, hey, yeah. Don't you let it burn your city. It's too bad, baby. Don't you let it happen to you.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I hope you're ready now. That was Pacific Gas and Electric from their 1970 album of the same name, Are You Ready? That track actually reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100 that year, and it features the Blackberries on backup vocals. The Blackberries worked extensively with Motown. They worked with artists like the Supremes and Martha and the Vandellas, as well as more experimental rock artists like Captain Beefheart and Pink Floyd. Ahead of that, I played you Motor City's Burning. That's from the first Pacific Gas and Electric album, 1968's Get It On. Glenn Schwartz from the Schwartz Fox Blues Crusade played on both of those albums. Are You Ready is the last Pacific Gas and Electric album that Glenn Schwartz played on. Also worth noting, Schwartz was actually drafted during the Vietnam era in 1965 and served 2 years in Germany. So I personally feel that the guitar playing on Motor City's Burning has got that sort of energy to it. And he came out of Cleveland, right? So Cleveland and Detroit in this era are really facing the same kind of urban crisis. Ahead of that, I played you a couple tunes from the debut album by the James Gang. Glenn Schwartz had already left the James Gang and taken off for California to join Pacific Gas and Electric before this album was released. Joe Walsh came into the band. I tried to play you. It's kind of my obligation as a punk from Cleveland to play you the least Joe Walsh heavy songs. So ahead of Pacific Gas and Electric Cuts, you were listening to Funk Number 48. And before that, you were listening to Tuning Part 1. Those are the least Joe Walsh heavy cuts from the James Gang's 1969 debut, Your Album. That album does have the Tom Chris and Jim Fox rhythm section, though Chris left the band following this album's recording. I would also be remiss if I did not state that Motor City's Burning is originally written by Al Smith. Hold up, I need an outro. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in to Sounds Coming Out of the Land. This has been Number 9, Burning River Blues. I'm here to tell you that the hardworking radio makers of Echo Box are taking a month off. But Sounds Coming Out of the Land will be back in February with deeper cuts and interviews as we dive deeper into Northeast Ohio blues rock bands that remained regional institutions and hardworking house bands for many decades, like the Mr. Stress Blues Band and 1560-75, known locally as the Numbers Band, locally and lovingly as the Numbers Band. Free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine, free Palestine. Free Palestine.
nächste Nacht, wenn wir durch die Clubs ziehen. Und es kommt mir immer vor, als wär ich die Nightclub. Das ist die reinste Wahrheit und ich schwöre siebenfach. New York, ich will ein Penthouse haben, direkt unterm Dach. Und nach meiner Show, da bin ich immer so froh. Und alle gehen mir in die Disco. Wir gehen in die nächste Disco. Eine Disco nach der anderen Disco. Und wackeln im Takt zu Funky Rock. A.M.P.M. Pyramid. Roxy Mud Club. Danceteria, der neueste Nightclub. Macht auf heute Nacht. Der neueste Nightclub. Macht auf heute Nacht. Der neueste Nightclub. Macht auf heute Nacht. Gar sehr. Ich könnte nicht mehr ohne dich, ich lieb dich immer mehr. Genauso lieb ich auch Berlin und Amsterdam und Hollywood. Und Eifersucht, das ist eine Krankheit, ich liebe alle, alles gut. Und nach meiner Show, da sind wir immer so froh. Und alle gehen wir in die Disco. Heute Nacht. Der neueste Nightclub macht auf heute Nacht. Der neueste Nightclub macht auf heute Nacht.
You know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would hasten to go to cool the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that you
your belly can hold, you can be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would hurry and show, there's quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these words from you stating you sick made me sick too. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong the flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
Velkommen til Fast Stilling.
Ja.
Det her var Ted Hawkins, som sang Sorry You're Sick. Og det vil jeg også gerne sige til alle derude, som er syge.
Ja.
Blandt andet halvdelen af min husstand er lagt ned i øjeblikket.
Men ikke dig.
Nej. Det er mit held, at i dag i hvert fald så har jeg fået 2 tests, som vist negativ for tidens feber.
Ja.
Så indtil videre, så er jeg gået fri.
Jeg fik også en negativ test i dag, i morges.
Præcis. Ja.
Men det er den nye virkelighed, det er nærkontaktlivet.
Mm.
Og nærkontakt til nærkontakt, og så videre.
Præcis. Men så det har været en nervepirrende dag i dag for os, fordi vi faktisk ikke rigtig har vidst, om vi kunne komme til at sende radio. Jeg fik et testsvar en time inden vi skulle sende.
Ja, faktisk, så. Som vi gik op ad trapperne til radiostudiet. Og den anden situation er, at vores søde tekniker, som skulle give os en langsom indføring i, hvordan man giver det her, han er hjemme, så det blev ikke en langsom indføring, det blev, I gør det selv i dag. Han er ikke syg, men han er nær kontakt til hans kæreste, som er syg med et eller andet. Jeg ved ikke helt, om det er det ene eller det andet endnu.
Men vi håber...
Så altså, shout-out til Rasmus og Sara.
Ja.
Vi sender meget kærlighed til jer.
Mm.
Ja.
Og til dem, der nu, eller den, der nu... Hvis der er den derude, der lytter med, så håber vi bare, at de har en Ted Hawkins tæt på, som tilbyder lige at gå ned i Liquor Store. I hvert fald så har jeg været så heldig, at... Marte har været i Liquor Store og købt portvin til
os. Det er egentlig ikke mig. Det er jo nogle rester.
Nå, okay.
Men i min egen lille liquor skab tog en halv flaske portvin med, som var til os.
Mm. Ja.
Jeg sidder bare lige, det burde jeg slet ikke gøre nu, men jeg sidder lige og prøver at finde ud af, fordi min telefon, jeg har fået en ny telefon og en ny computer, og nu er de blevet så symbiotiske, så når jeg får en sms, så binger det ind igennem lydsporet igennem computeren.
Ja.
Så hvis I hørte et ping lige før under det første nummer, så var det, fordi jeg ikke ved, hvordan man får de to til ikke at snakke sammen. jeg hader
så
en ny teknik.
Så er der mange spændende udfordringer.
Ja,
man kan opleve i sit liv.
Nå, skal vi snakke lidt om, hvad dagens program egentlig handler om? Fordi det vi lige har sagt den tid, og det går meget godt i tråd med hele rammen, vi har sat op for i dag.
Det kan være, du har lyst til at forklare det, Martha, fordi først så skrev jeg jo en intro til det her program, og jeg faktisk slet ikke forstod oplægget. Men jeg synes,
det er jo
det
en lang rejse, fordi vi var inde på et helt andet tema først, som handlede om himlen og jorden og alt muligt meget højtravende. Og jeg havde en ret klar idé op i hovedet om, hvad det var.
Er det ikke stadig,
det
vi
lavede? Og nogle noter. Nå, men så...
Nå, okay. Jeg har bare kørt videre på det tema.
Ja, det har vi måske også lidt. Men det, som der sådan ligesom skete, det var, at der kom nogle stramninger, og folk blev... alle skolebørnene er blevet sendt hjem fra i dag af. Og jo flere vi snakkede med, jo flere var lagt ned med corona, eller var nære kontakt, og man føler sig sådan lidt bumpet tilbage til situationen sidste år. Der var så meget håb for den her december.
Som Sara-julet, der var.
Ja.
triller rundt.
Så det handler måske lidt om at blive hjemsendt, handler om at måske gå i isolation, det handler måske om uvished, det handler måske om at være syg, det handler måske om at være rask, men at være bange for at blive syg. Det handler måske om, hvad er det, det hedder, det der ord, der er kommet. Åh nej, nu kommer der beskeder. Samfundssind. Og passe på hinanden og sådan noget.
Okay, jeg har altså ikke, jeg har ikke taget nogen sange med om samfundssind.
Det er ikke, sangene. Men
eller,
sangene er måske det, man hører, når man bliver sendt hjem.
Ja.
For hvis man er sådan lidt, har lidt stress.
Ja. Altså, jeg må så bare indrømme, at jeg har kørt videre på den der liste med himmelvælvingen og jordskorpen.
Men det er
jeg
jo ikke den tekst,
nogen...
du endte med at skrive.
Nej.
Nå, okay.
Ja, nej. Anyways. Men vi kan også, måske hvis der er nogen, der har nogle fede forslag til, hvis man skal lave, når man er isoleret. Altså, halvdelen af mine husstande, som sagt, hjemmegående og keder sig ret voldsomt, mener jeg godt, at jeg kan sige på deres vegne, det er de i hvert fald udtrykt, at de gør allerede. Så hvad skal man lave, når man er hjemsendt?
Ja.
Kan vi jo måske snakke om. Altså, jeg er begyndt at strikke igen, hvilket er rigtig
skønt. Du har taget striktøjet med.
Ja.
Ja.
Det er et meget godt sendværktøj, ikke på den måde. Ikke som andre sendmaster i den slags ordets betydning. Det er ikke en, der ligesom lærer mig at tøjle min vrede, eller irritation, eller glæde, eller et eller andet, men det er i hvert fald noget, man kommer meget godt ned i gear.
Mm.